What's up, everyone? The Trash Panda strikes again. $3,817 in an hour of trading. Another green day and a great start to the month of November. That's exactly what I wanted. Now, I'll say it during the recap that I'm expecting November is going to be a strong month because for the last two consecutive years, this would be the third consecutive year, November has been really, really strong. 2 years ago, we had shipping stocks. DRYS, GLBS, Sino, EC, DCIX, TOPS, SHIP. I mean, all of the container shipping stocks went parabolic. It was crazy. A year ago, we had blockchain, everything with cryptocurrency. Any stock that came out with a headline that they were going to dabble or get into cryptocurrency markets, boom, stock went up 200, 300%. So what's it going to be this year? I don't know, but I'm hoping that we see something and I'm kind of expecting it. So, you know, to start the month with a green day is awesome because what I really want to do is build up my profit cushion. So when we start seeing things going crazy, I can afford to take a little risk. I can afford to take 10,000, 15,000, maybe 20,000 shares and let it ride, knowing that worst case scenario, maybe I do get hit with a loss, but best case scenario, I might have a $50,000 day. You know, that's within the range of what I would expect. Last year, I had 2 days where I made $75,000, two back-to-back days, $75,000 of profit, and that was in November. So, you know, that's kind of what I'm thinking about. Big month, November, December, strong markets, going into January. This is the time to dig deep, really focus, study hard. If you're a beginner trader, rewatch tons of these recaps. Even go back to November of last year and watch some of those recaps. Get prepared, because this is the hot time of year. All right, so enjoy the recap. Any questions, any comments, leave them below, and this raccoon will come back and answer them later today. All right, everyone, time for our midday market recap. The raccoon strikes again, up $3,816.19 this morning. So another nice green day. Where is it? I'm just looking at this message. Doug was just asking me if I'd sell my raccoon suit, and I told him it's worth $6,800 after the last 2 days of trading. So he's welcome to it, but the value is going up with every day that passes. You know, I had such a great day yesterday, I figured I'd wear it again today and see what we could do. Another $3,000. So am I going to wear it tomorrow? You better believe it. I'm not taking this suit off. I'm wearing it to the grocery store. So let's see. Today is the 200th day of the year for me, up $3,816.19, which is awesome. So that's a really good start to the month of November. Something I was saying earlier during the midday recap or during the pre-market analysis was that I have high hopes for the month of November because for the last two consecutive years, November has been really good. Last year, we had some big movers thanks to Bitcoin and cryptocurrency, just everything going crazy there. The year before, we had crazy moves on DRYS and shipping stocks. And when I say crazy moves, I mean stocks going from literally $2 to $3 to over $100 per share in like 2 or 3 days. So, you know, today I made some money, traded a couple of movers. GLBS was the one that I traded and made the most on. This went from $8 to $10, all right? Made $3,800 on it. Think about when they go from $2 to $100 and the potential for profit on that type of move. I mean, it's really quite something. So I'll put my trading platform up here. This has been now probably like third or fourth week of trading on Sterling. I think I started trading on this. Actually, it was like right around the beginning of October. So almost the whole month of October, I've been trading on this platform. You know, getting a feel for it. I know a lot of you guys already use Sterling with either Interactive Brokers or with the CME Group, the firm down offshore that doesn't enforce the PDT rule. So I had seen a bunch of emails about traders using it, having questions about it, asking if I could create one of my custom layouts, and that's of course what I'm working on. And I use this platform to execute trades at in my Lightspeed account. So they're connected. So this is my Lightspeed account that I'm trading in every day, and I'm just using this as a different front-end platform. I think the cool thing with this is that you know, if you are using it with CMEG and you've got a small account there, you fund an account with $500, you trade with it till it's $10,000, $15,000, $20,000, you know, $30,000, and you decide, all right, I want to move that money back to the United States and trade with Interactive Brokers or with Lightspeed, you can switch and continue using the same exact platform that you've trained on and that you've made all this money on. That's one of the things that's really nice with agnostic platforms, that you can use them with multiple brokers. And so, you know, you're not tied to one broker. And you can even have multiple brokers at once if you want to and use the same platform and have it open three times because you have, you know, one broker that's your IRA account and one broker that's really good for short selling and another one that's got really cheap commissions for trading to the long side, you know, whatever you want. So anyways, I'm going to keep trading in this account, you know, for the foreseeable future. I've gotten used to it. I am putting in a couple of requests with Sterling for a couple little custom development things of things that would make this a little bit better for me. And then I want to turn that into a default layout that you guys would be able to install for yourselves. So anyways, as you can see today, the two stocks I traded, both shipping stocks. Well, you might not know that on the surface, but both of these are shipping stocks, GLBS and PXS. So these are container ships, the ships that move those big freight containers across the ocean. Now, this is the sector that was so strong 2 years ago. And in the last year, GLBS probably has been the strongest of these stocks. They've only done a couple of reverse splits. They did one here, you can see back in October of 2007. No, this was 2016. It made this really big move just after a reverse split, right? We see that all the time. You know, huge move, pulls back, sells off. They do a 10-to-1 reverse split about 2 weeks ago. And since then, it's gone from $4 up to $10. And it seems to be, you know, holding these levels pretty well. So I wouldn't be surprised if we continue to see opportunities on this, although it is getting a little outside my price range. Ricardo, Sterling Trader isn't a broker, so they don't enforce the PDT rule. This is just a trading platform, kind of like Dash Trader. This company, all they do is software. And so they white label their software out to companies like, you know, SureTrader, SpeedTrader, Interactive Brokers, Lightspeed, CMEG, etc. And I don't know all the ones they use or don't use, but you can look and check and see if your broker's supported. So they will just enforce whatever rules are being enforced by your actual broker. You know, so you might be able to get around the PDT rule using this with CMEG, but not if you're using it with Lightspeed. Anyway, so with GLBS, on this one, I had seen yesterday that it made a nice move, finally broke over the 200 moving average, which was this purple magenta line on the daily chart. So we broke over that level and got up to $8. So today I was naturally watching it for continuation. The bell rings and it's kind of light volume, and then all of a sudden here on this candle, boom, it pops up to 890. All right, so it was on light volume, but I was like, this thing has potential. I mean, it really does. So I bought the first 1 minute pullback right here, getting in at $9. 3,000 shares at nine. Added another 3,000 shares at 950. I got a partial fill at 9, so like 2,000 shares at 9. Added 3,000 at 950. Added another 2,000 at 988. I held through this pullback right here. It surges back up, boom, and I'm selling over $10 right here. So my average price of entry was 940, and I sold at just over $10. I had about 7,000 shares. So seven times five, about 50 cents of profit in total, up $3,809. So you could see my sell orders. Again, on this one,
You know, I have to scale out of the trade, you know, selling at 10.04, 95, 10.28. You know, just putting orders on the ask, trying to get filled. A lot of these were smaller orders. I got to adjust this again here. All right, there we go. Okay. So, yeah, you can see these smaller orders getting filled, but, you know, eventually was able to, you know, get out of the position and lock up the profit. So, and then, you know, that was a pretty good trade overall. And then that was my last trade of the day. My first trade this morning was on PXS. On this one, I jumped in as it was squeezing up right here. I jumped in at, where was this? I got in this at 285 right here. As it popped up, it pulled back, and then it surged up right in that candle. So I'm in at 285. I hold for the move to 295, only holding 3,000 shares. Was looking for it to break over that level of $3. It didn't break. It came back down, and I got out of it with my 3,000 shares at 85. So I made $7 on that trade. Didn't even cover commissions. That one will be a loser after commissions are factored in, but whatever. It's, you know, not a big loss, so it's okay. PXS ended up hitting a high of 315 and is back at 285, my entry price. GLBS is still above my entry price, so both of these are holding up pretty nicely, which is good to see. You know, if I was still holding this right now, I would be up 40 cents on the trade. And I'd be, you know, watching for a break back over 10 and a move up to 10.50, breaking over high a day, and then 11, and, you know, who knows? This one, you know, might give us a little bit of a move. Another one that was on the scans earlier was MRNS. And on this one, I'm kind of bummed because I had, I wanted to actually short this stock. So this one, curling up on the daily chart and tapping the 200 moving average, that is a level of resistance. So I put my order on MRNS to short it. I had it at 620. So it pops up here to 627. It drops back down to 6. It pops back up to 625. This is a 1 minute micro pullback. I was expecting a break of the high a day. And then as it came back down below that, I was going to short it at 20. And then my target was $6. Well, it ended up not breaking 27. It just ended up flushing down to 93 and then selling off all the way down to 550. So that was a really good idea. It just didn't quite give me my entry, which, you know, is a little disappointing, but is the way it goes. HPR was another one on the scans. On this one, I, you know, was watching it, but it just didn't end up really continuing its strength. So left that one alone. Scanners didn't really give us a whole lot else. SLS, lower price stock. I was kind of watching it, but I just sort of missed opportunities on it and then didn't end up wanting to chase it. So I left it alone. So anyways, I'll finish today up, you know, just under $4,000. It's a great start to the new month. I'm hoping November, you know, continues to be strong. You know, of course we're going to have, some holidays this month. Markets closed on Thanksgiving. Typically, it's a half day the day after Thanksgiving. I don't usually trade the day after Thanksgiving, so most likely I'll just take those 2 days off completely. So, you know, two fewer days this month, but, you know, we should be okay. I mean, we still have, obviously, tomorrow and then 3 full weeks of trading and then just 1 short week at Thanksgiving time. So I think that, you know, we'll be in good shape here. Hopefully we continue to see some good opportunities, some good momentum, you know, and everything else. Reese, no, I'm not doing the 100K challenge that we did last year in November and December. Last year we did a $100,000 challenge with me and 10 other students. And combined, the goal was that combined we make $100,000. And we ended up making about $250,000, which was nice. It was a good month for the 10 of us, but yep, so there's GLBS predictably breaking out there. That's a nice move. So the high is now 11.14. No circuit breaker halts on it, but nice to see that continued momentum. So, you know, it is, the spreads are bigger on it for sure. You know, right there you see a 14-cent spread between the bid and the ask. So if you got in right now at 20, you're instantly down 10 cents, you know, and it flashes to 21 and then it'll be, you know, 30 and then 11. I mean, that just flashed 20 cents on the bid. You see this red line right here? That's where this would get halted on a circuit breaker if it keeps going as quickly as it is. A cool feature on Sterling. So, you know, I'm going to be fortunate that I'm green today and not overstay my welcome. The time I make the most money is the first hour of the day. So, yeah, it's nice to see that breakout from 10 up to 11:20. But I'm not sure that there was any way to really know it would happen then and not 20 minutes from now. I don't really see this exact pattern. I was expecting that we would probably break out at some point today, but that it happened here, I don't know how to really anticipate that. The high is now 11:40. This will be a fresh 1 minute pullback after a 5 minute breakout. Some traders would be buyers over 11:40. Some short sellers might throw in the towel. But, you know, again, I'll just be glad that I did well on it. My entry of 9:40, now up, you know, original entry, almost $2 per share. So there's 45 on the ask. There's 50, that little pullback getting bought up. But 35 on the bid. So it's still 15-cent spread. 30 on the 29. There's 30, 31, 60. So now you've got almost a 30-cent spread. So on this type of stock, what I'd be doing is trying to sell on the ask. I'd put an order at 57. It's not filling. I put a new order at 51. Maybe the order at 57 is still there. Maybe I cancel both of them now and put an order at 44, 43, now 27. Now, you know, so you just keep putting out orders trying to sell the ask. And of course, you can sell the bid. You can hit the bid at any time, but you'll probably get slippage because you're selling to the bid, to the market, and you won't get as good of a fill. So now it has a high a day of 57. So, you know, we kind of watch that level, 57. But, you know, again, I'm not gonna trade. I'm gonna hold my hands. I like seeing this type of momentum. I'm hoping that we do see a stock that goes really just, you know, bananas, that goes crazy. You know, the name is LULD. You'll see it as a market maker. It appears as a market maker, but it's LULD. For a circuit breaker halt. So anyways, yeah, see what GLBS does today. You know, even if it does end up going to $15, $20, by that time the spreads are going to get even bigger, 30, 40, 50 cent spreads. You might even get 80 cent spreads. I mean, it's not unthinkable to see that on a stock at that price range with this low float. The other thing with this is that we really don't have a catalyst. Regained NASDAQ compliance, which is great, but that's not really a catalyst. So, you know, we're kind of getting to a point since the reverse split where it's like, all right, what is driving the stock higher? I don't know that it really has risk of circuit breaker halts pending news or T12 yet, but if we end up seeing a move up to $15, $20, or $25, then, you know, if we just go parabolic, that starts to become a risk. But anyways, so that's it for me. I've got a meeting coming up here at 11 a.m. So I'm going to jump over to that and wish you guys luck for those that keep trading it. But also a reminder to not give back your morning profits. So, you know, scaling back on your share size going into the afternoon is usually a good idea. All right, so I'll see you guys first thing tomorrow morning around 9:15. We'll hopefully have another day of green trading, and the raccoon will strike again. All right, see you guys tomorrow. If you're still watching, you must have really enjoyed that video. So why not subscribe and get email alerts anytime I upload new content? Remember, when you subscribe, you become a member of the Warrior Trading family.